If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Well, 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 here we are.
Welcome to the show.
Yo, Greg, what's happening, dude?
What is going on, everybody?
Yes, sir. It is, what is it, Wednesday?
Shit.
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday. Hump day, dude.
Hump day. It's been a while since we said hump day, I feel like.
Yeah.
Hasn't it? No? Good day. It's a good day. Good day to be here. Hope everybody's doing well. Are we live on Rumble right now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I'm always mixed up on the days. Congrats. Yeah. Hey, if you're here from Rumble, thank you. If you're new,
dude, we're always live on Rumble. That's like
true.
Our go-to.
That's
what we're doing now.
That's permanent.
I didn't get any emails from you.
Oh, well, shit. I don't know why that... Anyways, yeah, what's going on? Anything new today?
Yeah, you saw a UFO.
I did see a UFO.
Well, allegedly.
We don't know, but hey.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Right over Chris's... Chris is going to get abducted tonight,
I'm
dude.
Probably going to get abducted.
I'm telling you, man. I'm gonna send this to you. This is why there's no good photos of Bigfoot and shit. Because, like, when it happens, you try to take a quick-ass
photo.
You're
driving in your car.
And it fucking...
Dude, that is why the podcast Blurry Creatures has blown up.
Mm-hmm. That's it's true, man.
That's a genius name, too. For
I know. Like, I loved it. I was like, dang, dude, I wish I would have.
It is good. It is good. I just sent that one over. I should have an article, too. But, yeah, so... I was on the phone with my mom, driving over here, and I was not too far from the house here, where you live, and I'm driving, I'm talking to her, and I see, and we have planes, like, don't get me wrong, we have planes around here, we got an airport not real far, and so I saw lights, and I was like, oh, that's a plane, and then I was, like, talking to her, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's going the opposite direction of the airport. But it was low as fuck. And we're like 45 minutes to an hour away from the airport?
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
So we're not like real close, and there's no reason for it. And then I was looking at it, and it had like three white lights, and it had one blinking light. And as I got closer and it passed over the highway, or the little old highway there, I couldn't see a fucking thing. All I saw was the lights. There was no like plane. Like, there was, I didn't see a fucking
thing.
It was
transparent.
Yeah.
It looked, whatever
like
it was.
Could, we're in between the lights. You could just see the sky.
Dude, I don't know how to describe this other than I couldn't see a plane, but I could tell that it was flat. But I couldn't see anything, but I could tell that
like
it was flat.
Like how flat?
Like real fucking flat. Like real flat. Like almost like paper. Like very thin. And like, but I could tell that it was thin.
Hmm.
But I couldn't see a plane. So I sent this picture to you. And here's the thing. When you see this photo.
Are you sure you sent me the right thing, dude? Because I'm not getting
The Last it. Americans.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything.
What the fuck? You got to see this. Because it like.
Come on, Dave.
I sent it to the Lost Americans. There's no doubt. But I'm going to check because sometimes, you know, with the phones.
Damn iPhones.
Oh, God. We got into this the other day.
You probably sent it to, like, Last American.
No, I sent it.
Oh, here we
like
go.
Some
there,
per...
go. There it is.
I just got the
that's the article. That is
man,
what it is.
It just fucking takes forever for your shit, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was.
There we go.
So this is the... Oh, God, I don't know if you're going to be able to zoom in here. I hope you
hold
can.
On. Let me...
Yep. Open up in a different tab. You can zoom all in.
Okay. So in this photo, I took this quickly and you'll see the three lights and some will say, well, it's drawn. No, this thing flew together and there was a red light, like a reddish color light in the back that was blinking, but you don't see it in the photo. Do you have it up?
No,
okay. I can't tell, but in the photo, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can see the lights, but you can't see the plane. Like it is sky between the lights. I don't know how to describe it. It could be something that we all know what it is or something, but I'm telling you, there are no planes over here like that. At first I thought maybe it was a helicopter, but there was no sound.
Yeah. It's blurry.
Yeah. But it's just like, just zoom in.
I did.
But when, you see my point though. Like I know it's shitty.
What is this?
It looks much better on the phone. I got to be honest with you.
It looks like a lens flare.
Let me send a photo that's like maybe a higher, you know what I mean? Because I sent this as a small file.
Dude, just show it. Put it up to your camera. Okay. Like, you know, like you showed me.
Can you guys?
Because that was actually pretty, that was clearer than, there you go. See, you can actually see the three different lights. Yeah.
So there are three lights. And if you look between the lights, what do you not see? You don't see a fucking plane. You don't
exactly.
see a fucking
it's
plane.
Air.
But you said it had also a red blinking one.
It had a red light on it that seemed to blink.
Okay.
But like
it
I am
seemed to blink.
Well, here's the thing.
Dude, Chris, think about this. Dave took that photo with his shaky ass hands too.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
he's driving. He's driving and he's filming like this. Oh,
I was
hold on, mommy.
I was on the phone with my mom trying to get a photo before it went away. As I was talking to her
was
on
it,
my phone.
How fast was it moving? Like you're
not fast.
So if you're looking at this picture, look here again, and you're going this way,
yep.
Obviously, right?
Yep.
Was it going? It's going across you.
Yeah, it went from right to left in this photo. It's going like that's from, going to your house
from left to right. You mean?
No, from right.
No,
to
oh,
right
oh,
to
oh
left.
Yeah, you're coming. Okay.
It was heading.
So
north.
It had already gone over the road.
Yeah, it just went over the road. I mean, it was not going airplane speed.
Whitney says it looks like the three lights that she saw.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Wait, today or tonight?
No, I don't know. She said, "You guys remember when I sent you the Insta or the video on Instagram?"
I do vaguely remember that. Yes.
Oh, I thought she's seen like some earlier, and it has gone all the way from Florida to here.
Dude,
I was like, "Whoa, wait a second,
dude." I'm serious. Like, I'm being serious though. Like, I wouldn't like you guys know me. Come on, man. I'm telling you, I don't know what the fuck this was. And like, I watched it. And I'm talking to her, and I'm looking at it. It was on the right side of the highway there. And I'm watching it going, what is that? Right? Because then I was like, okay, it's a helicopter, but there's no sound. Yeah. I had my moonroof open.
Yeah.
Nothing. No sound. No helicopter. We get helicopters all the time. You hear them.
Yep.
And I'm watching it, and then it goes over the highway. Literally, like, think of, like, you know, I'm using a reference, but, like, you're driving. It's going this fast.
Mm-hmm. Just hovering.
Yeah. Hover over speed. The highway. And I was just, I'm like, hold on, Mom. Hold on just a second. And I'm like trying to, you know, I'm driving, I'm trying to get the photo.
So that means one of two things, right? So either it's just flying very slowly, which doesn't make sense if it's just going slow and it seems to be that big, right?
It could be monitoring the
or
area. Peyton says it's a stealth bomber. Maybe. Could be.
It absolutely
well,
was not.
Yeah, but you still have to be flying at a pretty good speed to be flying.
I know, but here's the thing, guys.
Maybe.
Seriously. Like, if you look at the photo, and I know the photo you got was shitty. I know. I'm sorry. But if you look at the photo, you see nothing but sky. And that is exactly what I saw, was nothing in between the lights. Nothing.
Well, dude, like we just talked about this, where they have those invisibility cloaks now that are really fucking good.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
But why would you have that on and then have your exposed lights? That doesn't make sense.
I know.
But the thing was is...
Yeah, well,
so
yeah.
When I say blinking light, right, you guys immediately... We all do. We all say all planes have those blinking lights. But where are they usually at on the plane?
On the wings.
On the wings. This was not on the wings.
How do you know?
Because I saw it going, and it was on the back end of the thing, whatever it was. It was there was three lights,
so,
and then there was a
so
light...
So like the,
light
the triangle...
In a diamond shape.
Well, because it was white, right? white, and then red.
And then there was this little red blinking light. It wasn't even like a plane, like how bright those things are. It wasn't even like that.
Hmm.
It wasn't even like that. But it was just three white lights. And I was watching it. It was clear. You could see from the photo that it wasn't like super dark.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. And I when it went over the highway, I didn't see anything between the lights. Like there was nothing. But I could tell. I don't know how to describe. I'm not trying to be over exaggerating here. I don't know how to describe what I'm saying is that, like, I could tell that it was flat on the bottom. I don't know how, but I could almost, it was like, it looked flat.
Hmm.
Like, there was something there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like I could tell that it was just a flat
thing. But you couldn't tell if there was anything on top? Like
no, there
like,
was nothing on top.
Well, from what you could see.
Yeah.
Like, did the bottom of it just look flat, and maybe there was a curvature on the top that you couldn't see?
You know if you have, like, a piece of glass and it's clear, right? I'm trying to like, maybe that I'll use this. Like if you were to hold glass up,
mm-hmm.
like you can see through it, but you can also see that it's flat. Like it's reflecting enough that it looks flat.
Mm.
This looked flat. And I mean, you saw the photo. Like I just took that photo. That photo was taken at, what time does it say? I just want to see what time it is. Just so you know that I'm not full of shit. 8:55 p.m. Like right before I got here.
Yeah.
Like I didn't alter it, you know. But I'm just saying.
Dude,
let's
look at. I'm gonna do some searches on X to see if anybody else is talking about this.
Like, look at that.
Houston area or yeah, just
look at that thing.
Houston.
Do you see anything in there? Do those lights even look like plane lights?
The only thing I could tell, maybe I don't know. Maybe it was something. Maybe it was drones flying in formation.
Yeah, could have been. I mean, how close are you to SpaceX, dude?
We're far away from SpaceX. So let me tell you that's actually the first thing I thought, very first thing. What's when I saw it, I go, oh, that is the fucking, I thought it was the, what's the satellite thing? You know what I mean? Oh. Like the fucking lights that go, you know, you see them across
Starlink
the sky.
Starlink, yeah.
Yeah, that, just initial, I was like, oh, wow, Starlink. I've never seen it in person. I've never seen it, right? But then I drove and I'm like, oh, that thing is only like 100 feet off the ground or 150 feet off the ground. It was very fucking low. So I was like, well, that's not a plane. There's no sound. It was just, I mean, you can see from the photo that it wasn't that far off the tree line. I mean, maybe it's 200 feet. I don't know. It was, you know, the trees and then there was a little bit of a gap and it was there and it was low. Like it wasn't up at all. Like right there. And so
just out of the eye of the radars.
Dude, it was weird, man. I'm telling you, it was weird. Then I thought, like, it could be a glider, but it was big. It was not small. It was as big, if not bigger, than an airplane.
Hmm. Just on based on the separation of the lights?
Just based off of how far the lights were apart was, like, what I... Because we used to go watch planes land and shit, you know, from a decent distance, and, like... It was definitely bigger than an airplane. I'll say that with confidence. It's bigger than an airplane.
Hmm.
Dude, go to our bookmarks. I just found a video. This was back in February. UFO over Houston this morning. This is just some random account. So who knows if this video was actually from February? Who the hell knows?
Older.
Right? So did it look like that?
Yeah, but... Much lower. Much lower.
But was it that far apart? Like, not... everybody, we're looking at three orbs, pretty much. Yeah. Like, they're slowly rotating in a triangle formation.
That looks... I mean, I don't know, without being there, that looks much bigger. Like the see, there's another light popping up. That looks like separated things to me. That looks like four different things.
I get you.
See how they're kind of they seems,
right there at the beginning. It looks like right there.
Yeah, but these were all together, and the lights. You can kind of see it in the photo that they were like elongated. It wasn't like a.
I just saved another one.
It wasn't like a.
This is back in 2022, September. This one's a lot clearer, though. You can see the three, like, it's just a triangle shape.
Yeah, just based on the picture, it doesn't look like it was that big.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good size, man.
But if it was flat, how do you know? I mean,
the angles, just, because, right? Like, so when I was driving towards it, I just saw two lights. Think about like the perspective, right? When I'm driving and it was kind of getting to where it was over the road.
Yeah.
I saw two white lights and then a red light towards the back. So there's, think of like two lights, right? And then the red light was not that far off of the back white light. And I was like, that's weird. Cause it just like the shape, like the white, and then this little red. I was like, it looked like a fucking long thing. But then as it went over the highway, right, I was driving and it's already over the highway, I looked and there's a third light, right? So there was a light.
So they weren't in a line. They were like,
no, there was it was a triangle shape. But then there was this red light in the back that was just like blinking, you know, bump, you know, like it wasn't like a plane light where it's just, and the planes also have the blue lights and shit.
Yeah,
none of that shit. And I was just looking at it. I'm driving by and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't see anything. Like, I don't see any fucking thing there. I just see these fucking lights. I honestly don't know.
It makes me wonder if they were, like, if they were separated, something separated that was flying in formation.
Bro, I think, knowing me, that's what I would say, right? That's what how I would analyze it. But I'm telling you, seeing it, I didn't even think of a fucking drone. Didn't even, like, wasn't even like, oh, maybe that. No, I thought huge glider, not does not make sense at all. you know, Starlink, which I know somebody said Starlink, but I'm telling you, Starlink doesn't fly over the trees. Okay, like that doesn't.
Well, and Starlink is,
it's way the fuck
way
up there.
The fuck up.
This was not that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, they're always in a line.
Dude, 100%. I found another video where it looks like there's two lights that are like static. And then there's one that's kind of maybe fading in and out. You can't really tell if it's red or not. This was back in 2020 over Houston, Texas.
Let me see.
So, bro, did it look kind of like
it
that?
It fucking did.
Where it was blinking, one light was blinking.
Well, he's not playing it yet, so let me see.
Well, I guess like there's multiple lights blinking, but the main, the one to the left is kind of blinking a little bit.
No.
So the lights themselves weren't blinking. It was only the red.
No, light. Yeah. So think of this. That's about the shape, right, that I saw. But the white was not blinking. But think of a diamond. Okay, that's a better, closer. Are you showing him this?
Yeah.
Okay, just pause it real quick. See how those lights are like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, think of me driving on the right side of this. And if you put your cursor up, go between the two white lights. No, on the back side. No, other side. Now, move.
I don't know.
There's three white lights.
Yeah, where's the back? Yeah, no, sure. Now, now move your cursor to the right just a little bit. And down just a little bit. The red light would have been maybe a little farther back. Yeah, it would have been like right there. So it was this weird, like, think like a kite, like a beach kite.
Yeah.
Huge beach kite. Okay. But except it was going, like, the long nose part of it was going towards your house. I'm telling you, I swear. I do not know it. And the shit, you know what's weird is, like, when I came in, I didn't even bring that up to you. Like, my mom called me. I called her, actually. I haven't talked to her for a few days, and I called her, and she was, like, really upset. My grandpa's not doing well. And so we were having this conversation, and so, like, in my head, I'm like, God damn it. Like, this sucks, dude. Like, he's not doing well. And then I saw this, and then I didn't tell her. I was just trying to take photos, and you know, she was crying, and then I parked and I was talking to her for a second, and then I got out. So I'm like, my head's wrapped around
in
this
multiple
shit.
Different places. Yeah.
But then I was like, sat down and I was like, oh fuck. Like this thing, like, what the fuck is this? I'm telling you guys, man, like I swear to you, I have never seen something like that. I have not seen something like that. And I do not have a fucking clue what that was. I don't know what could possibly...
It's a starship.
I just don't... Like, the whole thing about not seeing anything in between, like, doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. You know? I've seen drones...
Well, it was just like that... You showed me that video the other day of that fucking straight-up light in the sky.
Yeah.
Around Houston area.
That was the...
Have you seen this, Greg?
I saw a video about TikTok, right? 9 pillars of
that's
lights
the pillars
in the
of
sky.
Lights. Yeah, the pillars of lights.
Because of like the fishing boats.
Well, this was in...
That's what they always say.
This was
in... Why is it always the fishing boats?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
This was over South Houston.
God damn it.
No. Yes,
this ain't right.
This was over
This was just the other day.
Yeah, this... Well, shit, it might have been a week or so now at this point. Might have been farther.
This one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's fucking music. We don't need this, but it'll actually show video. It shows just the image.
Hey, look at this.
Oh, dude, that's Trump's ear.
Yeah.
here's Trump's the video, ear though. Exploding in the sky.
So yeah, we had like a thunderstorm right when this happened. I remember because I actually went outside when this was going. We did have a thunderstorm, but like it is a little bizarre.
Yeah,
that's like a rip in the fucking
fabric,
the dome, dude.
Yeah, man.
A rip in the dome.
But it is definitely like, and another guy, I didn't save it, but another guy was filming it, and he's like, what the fuck? And you could see these orbs, like, coming around it, like balls of lightning, you know, like the lightning balls.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's like a natural phenomenon. I'm not, you know, trying to get all, you know, crazy with that one, but this was different. This was weird. I don't know what the fuck this was. I'm serious. I don't know what the fuck this was, man. And I feel like you guys all listen to our show. Like, you know, I always try to look at the, like, okay, what could it possibly be? Like, try not to over, like, you know, try not get too crazy with anything. But I'm telling you, like, I definitely believe in UFOs. I believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't, like, nothing makes sense. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm telling, the lights were big enough that I just don't feel like that's a drone. They were, like, so illuminated. You know what I mean? Like, it just, the big lights. And it was just so, like, spread out weirdly that that none of that makes sense to me at all. Like, I just don't believe at all that that's what it was. I have no idea what it was.
Dude, I wonder if there's going to be reports of this on, like, your local news, like, radio station in the morning or anything like that. You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
There had to have been more people that seen it. There had to
Well, I mean, the one thing is, like, this area is definitely, like, more rural than the rest. Yeah. You know, like, we're up north high enough where we're
rural.
That's a hard word for me to say. I always
rural.
I don't know. But, like, there's not as many people over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not as many people. But, like, Lake Conroe definitely has people. And there's people out at the restaurants. And, like, it was heading towards Lake Conroe. I don't know what
heading
that was.
To the water.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't
That's know. Where its base is, dude.
I don't know.
It's going to go underneath the lake.
Like, I can't get over the fact that I couldn't see anything. Like, that bothers me. Like, when it crossed the highway and I had a straight shot, I saw two lights. Two. Just two white lights in a perfect line, and there was nothing in between it. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's when I decided to get my phone out because I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's not like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then by the time I got the phone out, you could see where it had gone. So it wasn't going like 200 miles per hour, man. It was, you know, I would say like 80 miles.
Yeah, that's why the case
hour.
For like drones kind of makes sense, you know. But then also, I mean, that's why people are afraid of ghosts, dude, because they can hear things happening. They can see things happening if the ghost can move some stuff, but you can't see what's moving it or making the sounds. You know what I mean? It's almost the same thing. It's like, what the fuck is making this kinetic motion happen?
Yeah, like, you can see it. You can know it's there, but you don't know what it is. And you can't really, you can only see the light from it. You can't see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know, man. Like, I think I'm doing a kind of a piss poor job of explaining like what I saw, because I'm telling you, like, I felt like when I was looking at it as it was already over the highway, I could see a bottom. Like, it looked flat. It looked like flat. Like, I could tell that there was like something there. You know when you see like a shitty CGI movie That's a good example. You know when you see a shitty CGI movie and they try to make like an invisible person and they make it to where you can see their like outline a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's, you can tell it's CGI.
Kind of like in what's that movie where the guy's like the scientist and he makes himself invisible and then he turns evil afterwards.
Oh, Nutty Professor.
No, come
I'm
on.
I'm just fucking with you.
Is it just The Invisible Man with Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But it, you know, is, dude, where he like goes into that lady's house when she's like changing.
Yeah, he like, oh, they can't see me, so now I'm just gonna be this pervert.
But you can kind of see him in the film, like you can, they make it to where you can see like the shape-ish thing.
Like it, like it's not really his shape, but you can see the light distortion as he moves.
That's what I'm telling you, though. Like that's what I felt like I was looking at that. I'm like, I feel like it's there. I can see it, that there's something flat there, but I can't see through it. Like, I mean, I can see through it, but I can't see a fucking object.
Yeah.
That's what
Hollow
I
mean.
Hollow Man. Hollow Man. That's what it was. Yeah.
Boy, that was a good movie. It really was.
It was not, dude.
Not a good movie.
It was not.
Anyways, we can, you know, listen, guys, I'm not trying to go on this all night because there's nothing else to say about it, but I'm telling you, like, I told you guys about that fireball I saw as a kid, mm-hmm. and I could not explain it. Like, it was just, I remember it looked like a plane that was on fire, but it was just a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad and my whole family saw it. And I was like, wow, I remember that as a kid. I'm just saying, I still don't know what the fuck that was, right? Like, there was no plane crash. It was a ball of flames.
Great balls of fire.
And it was moving. And I remember
it was
that as a
angel,
kid.
Dude.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh.
But this is one of those things where I'm like, I literally think I'll remember this. I do not know what the fuck that was. I cannot explain that one at all, dude.
That's the same thing when people see Bigfoot.
Yeah. Probably, man.
You had your own little experience.
Oh, boy.
God damn, it's weird, though. Anyways, there's that. I don't know what to say about that one.
Oh, geez.
I am curious, though. I mean, maybe they'll come out and they'll be like, oh, there was a crop duster. It's not. I'm telling you. Fuck them. I'd say fuck you. You're full of shit. You're full of shit.
Dude, is anything, like, do you think that it could be, like, surveillance of a foreign country or even our country? Anything to do with, like, technology that was made to surveil? And maybe it was meant to put out there so people see it and ask questions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, let's get people thinking that there might be some significant life out there that's monitoring the Earth, you know?
Maybe.
I mean,
I think they're probably going,
we have eyes on Dave.
Yeah, that might have been it.
He's on his way. They're starting the show in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, listen, I think that that's a reasonable take. And it, maybe, you know, like, I don't know. Who knows what kind of technology this country has or other countries have, right? Like, that's for sure. But I also understand that, like, in general, of our idea of surveillance vehicles, like, they generally are very high up in the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, that one seemed really low.
It didn't seem low. It was definitely low. Hmm. Like,
now I wish I would have just fucking looked outside.
Dude, I almost wanted to call you and say, Chris, go the fuck outside right now. But I was on the phone with my crying mom, and I could not do that. I just couldn't get, you know. And you're trying to, like, wrap your head around it. You're like, okay, you know, I feel like we talk about this enough, and I watch enough, and there's all these other theories, and it could be this drones, you know, like, I never thought of drones, but I'm telling you, like, there's a reason I didn't think of a drone. Like, I just, the lights were not, for me, it wasn't like a drone light. It just wasn't, those lights were not, like, they were way too illuminated to be a drone light, in my opinion.
All right. Mystery remains.
Yeah, man.
Mystery remains. It's not a drone. So, like, what happened with J.D. Vance today? Did he troll Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think J.D. Vance has taken over the trolling game. Mm. Not taken over, but he's joining in for sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like a Elon Musk 2.0.
Yeah, so I don't know why they were both in the same place at the same time, but Kamala had, like, a rally she was going to today. And, like, they both landed on the tarmac at the same time.
Mm.
And JD and his posse gets out of their plane.
I like that choice of words. That's good. Posse.
Posse.
Dude, you look up.
Were they insane?
Insane in the membrane.
Insane.
Were they clowning
posses?
Clowning around? Dude, that should be the episode. Insane trolling posse.
No, but they got out of the plane. And
that was dumb. Sorry, that was really dumb.
It's the insane federal posse.
Is it the Air Force One that she is flying in? No. Or is it, what is it?
Air Force Two.
Air Force Two?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, he walks over because the media is all there waiting for her to come out, and they're going to try to ask questions, right? Like they do to all of them. And he just walks over and stands in front of their cameras and is like, I've seen you guys here. I thought I'd come over and check out what's going to be my plane soon. And then say, how you guys doing, since she's not going to come down here and talk to you.
Dude, you know what would have been more bold? He just walks on her plane and then just takes off. Oh, like right as soon as she steps off, just like get on and be like, see y'all later. This is my plane now. Bye-bye.
I like that.
This is my plane. Totally my plane.
Even if you didn't take off, just walk up the stairs, go inside for a second, and then walk out and wave and be like, I'm just practicing, bro. What's going on, man?
Well, if he had like a little banner, you know, that he flew in the sky and said, like, Trump's going to win?
It's funny because like he started walking up, and then her Secret Service started walking towards them like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, like they were just like, look at this. Like they were just like, what's going on? And then J.D. Vance's whole posse.
Oh, man. That's
whoa,
a
look at that
posse,
guy.
Bro.
Look at him walk. What's with the guy on the right? Do you see that?
Dude, that's a bro right there, dude.
Why was he walking like with his arms stiff? It looked like his jacket was too small.
Dude, that man has had many a nights at a frat house. That dude, he looked like, what's that one dude? What's that one from Baywatch and shit? He's got the weird jaw now. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Zac Efron, bro.
Zac Efron.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Did you hear what's going on with that guy?
No.
He dove in his pool and, like, I guess his chest hit the bottom and he, like, breathed in water. And the fucking people, or like two whatever people at the pool, had to pull him out and rush him to the hospital and shit.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm like, what is going on with these celebrities?
I don't know if I believe that story, because I feel like his jaw would have hit first, man. I think it's a monster, right? Like, bro. Like, that jaw should have taken the shot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like whoever his plastic surgeon was, he needs to sue that guy.
Well, so the story is that he fell on his face and fucked up his jaw. Was it a horse?
I heard it was a horse. Like, he had a horse riding accident. He fell off the horse and broke his jaw, and it got fucked. And they...
Kind of did the best they could.
Yeah, but it's
maybe he's into like some bestiality.
Well,
he
went from like Efron, how everybody knew him, to like Hulk. He has like a Hulk face now.
It doesn't fit anything. You know what I mean? Like his head no longer fits his, because he's actually not a big person. He's not very tall.
Yeah, he's small.
And his jaw is like the same width as his body. It's a weird fucking...
I feel like with all,
you know what,
all
though?
The shit.
I feel like women will still want that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
dude,
if you look
sure.
at
I mean,
his, he's like fucking fit, dude.
Sure.
Like he's
sure.
roided up. You could tell he's got a little roid in him.
Dude, he's definitely fit, but I feel like, no knock on some women, but I feel like they also would fuck a killer. Like at this, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like some women,
they definitely would.
Yeah, some women love, like, they would go after a guy that just murdered his whole family and be like, but he's so hot. Like, you know.
Well, yeah, that's why What's-His-Face had, like,
Dahmer.
Fucking groupies and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what did J.D. Vance say here? Old eyeliner. What's he saying?
He just, like, I forgot where it was. Hold on. He just being a troll. He just basically like Trump would.
Dude, his hair does a Trump thing in this too. Did you see that?
It like flips up like Trump's does.
Yeah.
They come walking up.
Look, just pause it. Pause it. I want to see that guy.
Yeah.
This guy here?
Yes.
Zac Efron.
Like, watch him like do a slow-mo. Dude, another one bites the dust.
Yep. It is. This looks like Wall Street just had a night out.
You get the
Saturday,
fuck out of
bro.
My way.
It's like this is the
not
bar.
Not now, bro. I'm in the fucking zone.
And J.D. Vance, he
shots.
Looks.
He's the one that Jager says Jager bomb.
Yes. Jager bombs.
Jager bombs. Jager bombs.
Jager bombs. Jager bombs.
Jager bombs. You want a Jager bomb?
Oh my God.
I'm going to let what happened to Trump happen to fucking old J.D. Vance.
I'm in the zone. Jager bombs?
Yeah. I'm going to take a bullet for J.D. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking not.
Take a bullet for J.D.
Yeah, get that woman away from J.D. Vance, man. I'm the real hero. You know what I'm saying?
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
he would like Superman dive in front of the bullet. He would be like, I will die.
I think his name's Frankie, and they call him Flanky because he's flanking. You know what I'm saying? He's on the flank, dude. He's like, Flanky over here.
Frankie.
Yeah.
Dude. I got your side, bro. I got your back. You know what I'm saying?
God, that is funny. Why is he walking like that?
Dude, it's an intense walk. I kind of love it, though.
I know, flaring those arms.
This
out,
looks like the scene of Anchorman when they're all getting ready for battle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it does.
They should put like chains and shit in their hands.
It does look like an Anchorman scene.
There's Trump right there. Blowing his hair. True.
17 days?
That's a lot, yeah. 17.
Jeez, weird. Wait. Hold on, pause it. Is that the same woman's Secret Service?
No, that's a different one.
Okay. I think the other one was shorter.
The other one was shorter, and I would know her. I feel like I've seen enough of her face that's definitely
what's with
a
this guy
one.
In the yellow tie? He looks nervous, dude, doesn't he? He's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He
knows it's about to go down.
I wonder if like they have different suits or stuff. They have different ranks.
The guy behind the guy in the yellow tie looks the most nervous. That guy looks like he doesn't belong.
Yeah,
just like
that guy doesn't belong.
That's Billy that just got the job yesterday. He's like, I'm here. I'm fucking here doing my thing.
this guy right here.
Yeah, he looks he looks like Shane Gillis, like a fucking second cousin to Shane Gillis, dude. He's kind of.
He looks like someone we went to school with, dude, named Tim.
Wait.
Tim H.
A little bit.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. The old Cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, looks just like him, dude. Look at him.
A little bit.
I like how
he's gulping for it.
Yeah.
I like how he walks up.
He just walked a half a mile.
He walks up and then 20 feet. He stands there and he looks at everybody else. Oh, yeah, my spacing's okay.
Yeah.
I'm right here where I'm supposed to be.
I'm looking professional.
I'm going to stand behind JD and make it look like, I need to make sure I'm the right distance away from the other guys.
He bought those shoes at Target right before because he didn't have, you know, proper shoes. So he's like,
he's not wearing the same shoes as everybody else either. He's wearing weird shoes.
He's wearing different shoes.
Look at this. Look at his shoes.
He's on a ride along. I think with a Secret Service. A Secret Service.
What? Brown shoes?
Yeah, dude.
What's he doing? Those are like sneakers.
Yeah. It's a little.
Those aren't like dress shoes.
I don't think he's.
Well, I guess you got to run, dude. Like, think about Secret Service.
Maybe he's not Secret Service.
Maybe he's not. Nah.
Because he doesn't look like. Because he's not wearing sunglasses either.
And he has his hands in his pocket. Like I don't want to throw down. I can't throw down, but I guess I have to. You know, like that kind of a.
He just doesn't
look right.
Wow. Look at that. Look at how he has one hand in that pocket. His pinky's sticking out.
Well, stop. Look at every person's holding their collar, and he's like, I'm going to put the thumb in the fucking belt. The old fucking thumb in the belt.
He is, dude. Like, how is he standing like that?
No disrespect to him. I'm sure he's awesome.
He looks like the dad that is standing there looking at the project that he just completed. Like, wow.
Yep.
Look at this.
It's not the project. It's like his yard. He's just like, man, that's a clean yard. I just edged that bitch.
Shit.
It's fucking clean, bro.
He looks really nervous. Almost like they're standing on the tarmac and he's looking around going, are we supposed to be standing on this, guys?
Yeah.
Isn't this for the planes? Do we need to be here? Is this where we're supposed am I supposed to stand here?
You know, Kamala's looking out a window right now. I'm like, this motherfucker, he's taking my fucking spotlight.
Yeah, and it's funny because when she came out, she didn't talk to the reporters, just like he said she wouldn't. Like a bunch of kids came up and like other random people, and they were like all talking amongst themselves, and then she just left.
That's not shocking. Not shocking at all. I don't know, man. That's cool. I think it's a good PR stunt. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. He's just trying to emphasize the fact that she's not doing what she's supposed to. I heard this dude.
I wish like the Secret Service guys would be more intense. Like hand to the ear at all times, looking around, like the quick movements with their neck. Like
Just it's, in a comic
you know,
way.
It's like what you would expect, like what Russia Secret Service would do. Like just in your head, what do you think a Russian Secret Service? They'd be like super intense. Like real like fucking glasses.
Well, did you see
fucking,
that?
Yeah.
Well, you
Vin
seen
Diesel
that,
style. Yeah.
You seen that video where Putin was gonna talk to somebody, and a guy like rushed up real quick to like shake his hand, And the Secret Service guy, like, walked up behind Putin and was, like, reaching for a fucking knife or something.
He's going to shake his ass.
And you could see Putin put his arm down and, like, went like this and was like, we're good.
He was waving?
Yeah, he was like, we're good here. Because the guy was going to fucking kill him.
Sure, dude. They don't fuck around.
Or he was going to fart in,
like,
his face.
He had to call off the dog.
Wafted.
It is kind of like Anchorman, though, because you know that her Secret Service doesn't like his Secret Service. They're those fucking pricks. They think they're going to take my job.
It'd be hilarious if they both walked out at the same time and they're all just lined up looking at each other like playing Red Rover.
It was like
or something.
A showdown. The showdown on the tarmac, bro.
Frankie Flanky would go first, dude. He'd be like with the nunchucks. He'd have his freaking like silver fist or whatever.
Yeah, you don't even see fucking. You don't see Flanky, man. He's already by the stairs, probably. Like, bring it on, bitch. Sure. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he's the shit talker of the group. You know what I mean? The guy that always gets too drunk because he's too small. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But you know how like Chris Farley was like down by the river when he was doing the fast movements, like down by the river here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I want that kind of energy coming out of Secret Service, like sweating. Looking like they're on cocaine.
Sure.
Just
Like they just took an 8-ball. Like, you know what I mean? They had a long night in Vegas.
I want them to bite off an ear like Mike Tyson.
We should make like some kind of law or make some kind of thing we can send to Congress to where Secret Service has to be more entertaining.
Sure, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
hyped up on some sort of drug.
Yeah, don't
you know what I mean?
So don't be boring, standing off in the distance, not really doing anything until something happens.
Yeah, man.
I want you to look like something is happening right now.
Yeah.
All the time.
Everybody has to drink a C4. The requirement is you have to be on the verge of a heart attack at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Like sweaty, confused, but also like
ready to throw. I want you
huffing
on the edge
air.
Ready to throw down at any second.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Yeah. If we don't have to pick you up and pull you out like we did Zac Efron out of a pool, you know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the night, then you didn't do your job.
I want you so sensitive that every movement from everything around almost sets you off.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. You got to draw your gun.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Like just totally paranoid schizophrenic. You're like Portland, Oregon. We want Portland, Oregon fucking homeless just to run the show. Can you imagine a posse of homeless that are in suits that are fucking high on crack? What that kind of excitement would be? You'd be like, this is entertainment. This is true entertainment. That's what we should do. Give them a job as a Secret Service. You know they're just going to be like, you know, there's a fucking man up there. They're watching us, bro. They're watching us everywhere. You know what I mean? The end is nigh. You know, something like that.
The end is nigh.
Yeah, whatever it is, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is this, like 1872?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard a homeless say that at one point.
But I wanted to bring that up, mostly because I like that kind of shit.
It's fun.
It makes things more entertaining in a good way.
It does. Yeah, politics, politics is a big fucking joke to me. So, like, this putting the joke in front, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making it obvious. It's funny.
Like just like how Trump was in 16, like he just constantly trolling everybody. That's
awesome. Great.
I'm warming up to JD a little bit. I don't really know or care all that much about the politics part of it yet, but like just as a dude, I'm like, yeah, listen, I mean, he was like a fucking Marine or Navy, whatever he was, Marine. And, he seems like a decent dude. He plays Magic the Gathering. That's a big thing now.
Really?
Yeah. He actually has like Magic the Gathering, like tournaments with his friends. And I'm like, I can, that's cool. Like, it's just like a normal kind of like nerdy shit.
Hey, at least
you
know he's very strategic.
Yeah, he should have been like, I'm going to put a spell on this chick. You know, and something like that.
He throws a card at the plane and goes, take that.
No, it's just like, I enjoy that like people, like it's not just politics. Like, I feel like it's weird when a politician is like, the only thing you know them as is a politician. Like, it doesn't seem like they have friends. They don't have hobbies. Like, they just golf. Like, even Trump's like, you just golf.
Yeah, but like, he's real good at golf.
He's good at golf, but I'm like, you don't collect shit. Like, you don't have. What do you do for fun?
Dude, that would be hilarious if like you find out Trump is like a closet like collector or like a singer, like karaoke. Yes. I love to do karaoke.
He sings karaoke only at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Instead
and
of
a, I will always love you. Yeah. Dude, from Trump 2020.
I can see like,
wait, what did I say?
You go back about 30 years and it was like, instead of Trump having like a book deal, right? After his presidency, he has like, you know, that late night infomercial. Mm-hmm. It's like, and on double disc, Trump doing all the big hits. And he's just like, you know, whatever it is. I don't fucking know. But Trump doing karaoke songs, man. Like, just, oh, yes, God. Dude. Oh, he can make a killer.
Or just don't even, not even karaoke songs. Just doing cover songs.
Just cover songs. They're the big hits, man.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. That like would meatloaf. Sell like a motherfucker.
Meatloaf. We talk about Meatloaf. Him doing, I won't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God, if he wanted to make money, he'd do shit like that. You'll make money.
Oh, you would for sure, man. That's good though. Cool. I like it, man. It's weird that they kind of met up like that. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It almost seems on purpose. You know?
Maybe.
Well, it gets tarmac back in the news, and it makes me think about Bill Clinton and the tarmac meeting. You know?
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
See that. It's weird that Kamala like couldn't take that. See, here's the thing. It was the reason I do like it is the setup of it, right? So he said it, and you can think it's cool or not cool. It doesn't really matter. The point is he came over, he made those statements, and then she did exactly what he said,
yeah.
Right? Which was not engage with anybody. And so, like, you would think if she had any common sense, she would have said, like, what's he doing there? And some of her aide would have been like, he's talking to the press about how you're not going to speak to them, you know, or she has to have somebody in that group of people that's texting her or texting an aide saying like, hey, you know, like, when are you coming out? Like, this is how many people are here. Like, these are the questions they're going to ask. She should like, and she just whiffed it. Like, she should have came out and been like, just so you know, like, I am going to talk to you. And J.D. Vance is a nutbag. You know what I mean? Like the fact that he's like,
she didn't talk to the press at all. Like, it was just, like I said, there was like a weird group. I don't know if she was purposely meeting people there or they brought people to meet Kamala. Like, there was like 7-8 kids there and then some other adults. So I don't know if she was meeting them, but still, you land at a place to do a rally. You have to talk to media. That's how it goes. Like, they have questions. You have to answer them. Like, this is, you can't just ignore everyone all the time.
Yeah.
And then say weird, random fucking shit while you're on microphone.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she was on the way to the concert, bro. She didn't want to miss out on. I mean, because her rallies are just concerts.
They just have performances and then people hang out a little bit afterwards to watch her 30 minute thing.
Yeah. Like, all yeah, I'm going to go see Doja Cat later. Oh, yeah? Oh, is that the one where Kamala? Yeah, I think she's going
to
be
So I was actually thinking about this, dude. I was like, if somebody offered me to go for free to a Kamala Harris rally, but like you had all of these entertainers performing first,
sure,
I would probably go. And then I would leave.
It depends on who it was. If it was this guy, I probably wouldn't go. Because I don't know.
Yeah, if it was Megan Thee Stallion, I literally know nothing about that.
I can't care less
like,
about that chick.
I don't know who this is, but this is one of the people that played.
Are we going to get hit for music?
Yes, we'll rally round the flag. Rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of free.
Oh, shit.
We will rally from the hillside, rally from the plain.
Okay. Well,
I don't know who that was.
It goes up and down. Like it's like good, but then it's like,
he decides to like leave his range. It's kind of a weird thing, dude.
Yeah.
He's gonna check himself to rehab after this. He's gonna say he was. I'm sorry, I'm drunk. I need to go.
Yeah,
to
I don't know. I don't know who else performed besides that guy,
dude. But, did you hear about that?
That
the
girl.
Fucking the girl who sang the national anthem, the worst national anthem ever.
She checked herself into rehab.
Oh yeah,
like she's actually a good singer, but like she just was really shitty doing the national anthem.
Yeah, I mean, is she good? Because I feel like when she did that, people were sharing her live performance, and I'm like, she never was that good. You know what I mean?
Really?
No, I didn't. I didn't see.
I don't know. I watched like some other live performances. She sounded
good?
Fine.
Okay, so let's say best case scenario, right? She's like on and off, you know, has some on, but that was real bad. Like
that was
one
really
was
bad.
Really bad.
What's her name? What the hell's her name?
I don't even know. But she says she was drunk. She says she was absolutely shit faced, and she
and she's going to rehab.
Yeah, like what? Like, what do you do? I understand maybe you have a fucking problem, but
this should be entertaining.
What the fuck are you doing?
Ingrid Andress?
Ingrid Andress. Yeah.
Dude, look that up, Chris. Like, we gotta listen to
her performance.
You heard it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, it is so
bad. It's on YouTube.
Ingrid.
Yeah.
How do you spell her last thing?
Andress.
A-N-D-R-E-S-S.
Oh, it's so rough, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Oh, why are we just seeing a bunch of fucking half-naked women, bro?
I'm just seeing boobs.
Just get on performance. Well, hey,
is this her?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, that is not her. No,
it doesn't show her at all.
Okay, well, why are you on Twitter, bro?
Yeah, here. Twitter's the wrong place.
Let me send you the link. Know.
That's the wrong place for this. You're going to see a lot of tots.
Okay, I just sent it to Gmail.
Okay.
So you should have it here soon. Dude, you're probably going to have some ads and shit in the beginning, so just a heads up. But, yeah, dude, this is very, 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 very bad.
Not good. Not good. This is the worst. I mean, I think, I don't know if it was the same song, right? But remember when, what was that, what was her name that did that performance with the NBA? And it was rough, dude. The Black Eyed Peas girl, Fergie.
Oh, Fergie.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
Dude, Fergie wasn't that bad. Like, honestly, I went back and listened to that compared to this.
No, that's what I'm saying. This definitely takes a bit. Fergie was real bad.
Do I need to take my hat off for this?
I don't think it's deserving.
You might not have to. Okay. Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, shit.
Don't do it because then Dave will have to take his hat off. Don't do it. Are you going to show it?
Oh. Oh, my God.
That's rough, bro. Look at her just
trash. She looks fucked up. Oh, say
does
that star-spangled banner
yet wave? Oh, God. It's just one person.
And then they're all just like, hurry up.
Dude, that guy's just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Ingrid Andress is breaking.
Oh,
her
yeah, dude. Okay, you can
bother. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Roseanne Barr, Flex was saying. I forgot about Roseanne, dude.
What?
Like, she got a lot of shit for that. Remember?
Roseanne? Oh, I do kind of remember that a little bit.
She just, like, was screaming and being obnoxious about it.
Yeah
but yeah. Fuck. See, the thing is Roseanne is not a singer, right? So, like, when she's up there, you're like, uh-oh. What's going to happen here? Because it's not, it's like Dane Cook doing it or some like random comedian. You're like, this is not going to be what we think it is. Like something's going on. This girl's
like
an actual
get
performer.
Sam Tripoli up there.
Do the fucking Fergie one real quick. I need a reference because I know, Greg, you said you just watched, but I feel like that was pretty rough. That was definitely bad.
Fergie National Anthem?
Was it National
Anthem? Yeah, it was. So I did a back-to-back, side-by-side. I listened to this chick that we just listened to. And then I looked up Fergie and I was like,
this one?
Okay, yes. 6 years ago? Wasn't that bad.
Oh, well, so here's the thing. Just real quick. It is not the same thing. That girl was absolutely blitzed and fucking, you know what I mean, butchered. This was like, what are you doing? Like, it's not, it just was a bad rendition.
Okay. I wouldn't show the video on this. Just play the audio.
Yeah.
No video. Oh, say, can you see?
See, at least she's hitting the notes.
But the NBA players literally are looking at each other. You'll see it, and they'll be like, "What the fuck?" They do.
It's like she's trying to be 50s.
I know.
Yeah.
I think this is terrible. Dude, hold on. Was that Timmy from South Park?
Bright shines.
You're right. Listen, to be fair, she can sing.
Yeah. No,
so
she
the notes
sing.
Are there, but you're like, what are you butchering this for? The video, if you guys get a chance, I know it's ancient, but like the NBA players' faces are fucking.
Like right here.
This well, is at least, the, yeah, you can show like a still screen, dude.
Hold on here. This is the most viewed part.
But see how she's actually hitting the notes and stuff where the other lady is not.
Hold on. Spangled banner.
Dude, I can't even hear it, so I don't
know. It's so banner,
Good old Zoom.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Greg, but you get the point. You get the point, dude. It's rough. We don't need it anymore. We don't need it. What's a ring? Oh, look at her rings. What's that, dude? It's like a skull and crossbones.
She's got some occulty rings. Yeah, she does.
It's like pirate shit.
Look at her fucking pinky nails. It has some coke in that shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's like super pointy, man.
I think all of her nails are super pointy.
She just, I've never liked her. I got to be honest with you. I just never have liked her at all. I never liked the Black Eyed Peas. Well, supposedly. Someone argued that it was just a lot of, you know, it was the old trail. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of trail that was down there.
A lot of trail? Like,
well, you know,
pubic hair?
You know, the snail trail? Yeah, they talk about the gym. You know what I mean? Like that sweaty, the sweaty.
So there's some sweat, some vaginal sweat.
I don't know. Could be.
Oh, boy.
Or she peed. You know, one or the other. She was on stage, to be fair. Maybe she's just like, hey, fuck this. I'm pissing right now.
I mean, to be fair, when I'm getting sweaty, that's the first place to be sweating the most.
Dude, this steel frame right here, though, is priceless. Just pop that. This is what people were doing when she was doing it. Look at this. He's just like
Steph Curry.
I don't know if that's Steph Curry. It looks like him, but it kind of doesn't look like him.
That's obviously Steph Curry, is it not?
Yeah, it does. But I mean, say kind of like just the hair just throwing me off because I feel like Steph Curry has never really had that. But it kind of looks like a Devin Booker too, a little bit there. But yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, so regardless, it just was. There's been bad performances, but Ingrid was by far took the cake. By
good
far,
old Ingrid.
Yeah, that was bad.
By far,
like you'll never do that again.
And it was in Texas.
You'll never get the opportunity ever again.
Like there's patriotic fucking Americans there, and they're like, what the fuck is this? I would love to have like a microphone in the crowd. People are just like, this is fucking bullshit. Fucking coming here disrespecting our fucking.
Dude, come here, as soon as I heard that, as soon as I heard that, I told my wife, this is a humiliation ritual. Watch, within the next year and a half, she'll become bigger than you ever thought.
There's a chance. And you know what? They'll do the whole like, you know, she went through recovery and now she's back better than ever. And we need to support her. And this shows that you can be in the darkest times and get to the, you know,
get to the greatest.
She just sold
times.
Her soul to like embarrass herself in front of the fucking world.
Probably did, dude. Probably did. Yep.
Yep.
Or she just fucked up her career royally.
She could have done that too. I mean, that is not far off the fucking the list of possibilities.
I'm going to lean towards that one.
Yeah. I mean, damn, dude. Like, you got that shit-faced before you went up there?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
That's her own fucking doing, though. You know, it's like if you can't control yourself for knowing that you are, arguably, I would say this was the biggest event she's ever done.
Probably.
You got the All-Star game, huge stadium. You know, this makes and breaks people, right? And she just was like, fuck it, I'm getting wasted. Fuck this shit.
See, that's what makes it so, like, weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe she handled it differently because she was probably nervous. She's like, I got to do a couple drinks. It got out of hand. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know how it goes. A couple turns into four. Four turns into eight.
You know.
Eight turns into 16.
Yeah, and then you got like. Oh.
Now we're talking. Come on, Danielson.
And then next thing you know, you're singing the national anthem on the fucking home plate.
Yep. After you sucked a couple, you know, fucking MLB players' dicks, you know, you're just fucking, you're out there sucking dick and drinking beer, dude. What's more American than that, fellas? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, guys. Who's with me?
That's what she says. She's like, you tell me what's more patriotic than just sucking dick and drinking beer at a fucking All-Star game. That's fucking patriotic as shit. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, if she would have said that, she would have been the next Hawk to a girl.
Probably, dude. She, like, I don't accept no half mass up here. You know, we got a full fucking, you know.
You don't sing this drunk, you ain't American.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Then to be fair, you know, I'm sure half the crowd was fucking wasted. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an All-Star game. It's like everybody's
drinking.
But
they were also being, usually when they cheer, there's those moments when the crowd cheers.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of that going on.
No, there wasn't. Except for that one drunk woman who was like, woo-hoo, woo.
Well, and that was at the beginning of the game. So, like, usually you don't have a lot of people that drunk at the beginning.
Not true. This is an All-Star game. This is like, it's like the NBA thing, right? Like, this is a festivity.
The tailgate?
No, the All-Star game, it's like a weekend event. Like, there's performances. There's, like, this is the All-Star game. They have the fucking home run derby. They have the, you know what I mean? So, it's like everybody's there for the weekend enjoying the fucking weekend of All-Star, you know? So, most of those people are probably,
and
like.
And then this was the last event, right? There was, like, the game is the last part.
I don't keep up with MLBs, but I think it's the last thing for is, like, the game. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. But
so there's some fucked up people.
I'm sure they're drunk.
Yeah.
Dude, if you go to a baseball game, they're drunk. Like, let's be real. Like, there's some drunk-ass people at baseball games. And it's cool, man. It's cool. Maybe some people don't even remember. Like, I was there. I don't remember that shit. She sounded that bad? Fuck. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, the one guy that went, woo, He was the fucked up one going, man, she sounds amazing.
That chick's hot. Yeah,
exactly. Like,
hell yeah. She hit that perfect. Do you hear that?
You hear that vibrato in her voice?
Yeah.
Vibrato.
That's beautiful.
That better than Fergie.
Woo! That's a beautiful voice right there.
I saw her
in rehab last week. Oh, shit.
Oh, God, man.
Is that Carol? She was doing karaoke last week.
Carol.
Now she's doing All-Star Games. Hell of a way to go right there.
Carol's her rehab name. She doesn't want anybody to know.
I don't know.
I just think
Drunk White Trash, and I think the name Carol. I don't know.
Yeah, it sucks because there's some good Carols out there, I'm sure. But I'm sure you're right. It's got Karen. It's the same thing. Yeah, like, yeah. There's good Karens, but that name is
Carol,
forever.
Carol and Carl. That's how it's.
See, always. I always, mine was Tina. I always felt like Tina. And, yep. I hate to say it, but Tina always, to me, is like the, hey, Tina. And they're like, stop it. You know, like that kind of a, that's what's in my head.
Well, that's why Tina was the llama's name. Come eat your tots, Tina.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's true. Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. That's true.
It's funny how,
Tina.
But there's boy names like Chads. You know, the Chads of the world. You know, that's that fucking, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about like Candy or like Misty or,
no,
I mean,
those
there's
are,
some
that's,
stripper names.
I mean, those are, those are stripper names.
God, we had a, remember that girl? We had a girl in elementary school, Candy.
Yeah,
her name was Candy.
Candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Candy. How did you have any other weird people named in?
Well, we had a lot, but Candy was the funny thing about Candy was her last name was kind of like it rhymed almost. You know what I mean? It wasn't name really rhymed. But
it was like the game.
It was Candy Landis.
Candy Landis. No, it wasn't.
Swear to God.
She was,
She's not watching this. I don't give a shit. And I'm just saying her name. I'm not disrespect. Candy Landis. Like, that's a very interesting name. Like, the mom
was like... her parents knew what they were doing because Candy Land was a popular board game back in the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Candy Land is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. They were probably thinking like that kind of shit. But there was...
I went to school with one that was Sandra Shores.
Sandra Shores.
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy Shores.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes you get stuck with them.
You know, I feel bad for them because I'm like, you know, some of them aren't like Candy. To me, that's not a terrible name. Like,
Candy Landis. I mean,
I know, but there's worse for sure. Sandy Shores.
I mean,
you know, Sandy Shores is
some people
rough.
Just don't get the luck. Some people's parents, man.
So I think especially over the past 10 years, there's going to be a lot of 30-year-olds that are like, what the fuck was going on
in
the fucking 2000s?
I guarantee when we get older, like we're going to look at the kids coming into the world and going, what the fuck are these names?
I see it with
at Elon Musk's name. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, look at all of his kids' names.
But like, see, like
kind of like, he looks like he just went to the keyboard and typed in some random fucking.
But see, like, you expect it from, like, you know, celebrities and like these weird people in the world. Like, I kind of expect it, but I'm talking about just your everyday Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like, your everyday kid or whatever. And, like, I see it more with my oldest daughter, like, the names of classmates of hers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, because she's, you know, she's turning 12.
Yeah.
And that was in the era where, people were like...
We all got to be original.
Yeah. And it's just like, you're like, oh, what the fuck's his name? And you're like, okay, what the fuck is that shit? And it tapers off. I feel like, with my other daughter, it's not quite as bad. And then, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was just a trend for a couple years, but...
Yeah, probably was.
Yeah,
because that's true. Because like my son's grade, everyone's name is kind of normal. At least in his
there
class.
Was a there yeah. was a period of time where everybody was like Aiden, like Caden, Braden.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the Aiden names.
And then you
sorry
got...
Caden, but
well, and then there was the craze of like heaven backwards, Nevea. You know, that whole thing.
Really?
Oh, what?
Really? Yes. Really? That. Like heaven backwards, NE whatever it is. I can't
like
Nevea.
I don't know anybody named Nevea.
Dude,
unless they
help
like,
me out in the chat. Tell me that wasn't a thing. I guarantee it was a thing. Like that was.
I know Absidy, A B C D E. You know,
oh, no, dude. Absidy.
That's how you spell it. Absidy.
Is that someone's name?
Absidy? Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Absidy. God.
That's stupid.
There's another way to pronounce it too. I forget. But yeah, it's,
I mean, weird, I love Korea. Listen, don't get me wrong. I think it's fun, but I think there's going to come a point when we go back to just the fucking Joes of the world. Like that will be the new, like retro, like I want to go retro. It's Joe, you know, Steve, Bob, you know, like it's going to just be these like oh, I remember that when I was a kid. Oh, that's the cool thing now. You know, the simple three-letter names, you know, Al.
Well, I just said that to my wife the other day, because, like, speaking of, like, cool things coming back, remembering when, oh, when I was a kid, flip phones are back. Like, Samsung has a flip phone coming out now.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was like, well, I seen the commercial for it, and I was like, the fuck? Like, why?
I could see it just because.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think, I mean, you know what I it guess. Is? I think a lot of it has to do with the amount of, like, surveillance is happening, and there are a lot, an increasing number of people that want to avoid the cell phones that have all the, you know, spying technology and shit, and those are less.
No, it's the same fucking smartphone, dude. It, like, just fucking flips now.
Oh, well, I don't give a shit about that. I thought you were talking about a flip phone, like a legitimate flip phone.
No,
that's like it, that's a burner phone. You can get that at any AT&T.
Yeah.
It's like
15
bucks.
It's a legit Samsung top of the line shit, except now it flips like the old phones. Like kind of like the Razors used to.
Yeah.
Remember the Razors?
Those things don't last, in my opinion. They always have that line in the screen. You know what I'm saying? You go to Target and just look at them, and there's always a line from people flipping it all day long. It looks like shit.
It doesn't matter, dude. As long as you can make that call and no one can trace you, that's all you need.
Well, no, I'm talking about that. But I'm saying that the phones that have the full screen that flips down and folds and shit, like, those things don't, they don't hold up, dude. And those aren't safer. Those are just as, you know, prevalent as all these fucking things that we have, but. You know, it's weird. Someday we'll go back and people are going to have, like, you know, they're going to be like, the cool thing now is to have the fucking put up to your face, dude. Like, the actual phone.
Go to walkie-talkies, dude.
We're all going to go back to landlines and shit again.
Ham radio.
Good show, fellas. Good show. Keep your eyes out in the sky for those fucking UFOs, man. Over Texas, bro.
Yeah.
They're fucking here, bros. It's the fucking Iranians, I'm telling you. The fucking Iranians. The fucking. I think it's the Germans this time. They're back.
Oh, that's fucking Kevin Bacon.
That was fucking that was Hitler coming back from El Salvador.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for the support.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys on Friday for the
call-in
show. Get on Patreon right now.
Cheers.
Do it.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists like Leslie put people at the heart of everything they create.
With my team at Comcast, we developed the Xfinity Voice Remote and tested it to recognize different types of accents, inflections, and languages.
New movies?
Movies for kids.
Películas para las familias.
Now 40 million voice commands a day are heard by the Xfinity Voice Remote. Visit ComcastCorporation.com to learn more.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.